SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Kevin Walsh.
No one likes Zach Taylor. Again, this guy went to the Super Bowl last year, might get fired this year. That's outrageous. I can't allow. Yes. Between breaking down futures markets or like day-to-day games, like I might pick the futures market. Like that's how much fun it is. Like, you know what I'm saying?
And Donnie Wrightside.
Ah, man, that felt good. Oh, come on. What? Just got stung by a bee. How did a bee even get in my house? This hasn't been the greatest day for DRS as is. Just getting less and less here.
On Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 159.
It's going up on a Tuesday. How about that? Welcome in. It's Moneyline Tuesday afternoon. It's Donnie and Kevin here in the afternoon right here on the grid. What happened last night in Monday Night Football? The embarrassment that is the offense, I guess, for the Giants, how it moves forward. But having said that, K-Dub, number one, welcome in. Number two, I think the Giants might actually be 3-1 by the end of next week.
Yeah, that is going to be a fun conversation for us to have, that we have two quarterbacks going head-to-head. Neither in the six combined games have thrown for 200 yards. One of those teams will be 3-1. A welcome to you. A welcome to our audience. We're excited to be here. Because I was watching last night's game, Donnie. Actually, you know, this morning on the early line, obviously, we had to like get to certain things, right? A little stricter. How was your night last night in terms of, you know, wins and losses on the wagers on the game?
Yeah, as I told you this morning, I bet $100 total dollars on the game between four wagers, and I finished with $111. So I profited. What I'm saying, $11 profit is basically what it is. You know what I mean? When it was all said and done, at this point, could have been big though. Could have been big.
Yeah, and that's always how it goes. Here's why I ask. So I had just two bets that were very correlated: the Saquon Zeke yards and touchdown boost. And then an unbelievable DraftKings boost that I can only beg them to do every primetime game. You have my promise.
Somebody
to
got
bet
fired.
It. Yeah. I mean, -250 to +100, either starting running back to score a touchdown. Unbelievable. Yes. I will bet that. This week you want to do Mixon, Chase Edmonds, no questions asked. Like, I promise you, I'm there. I promise you. So I went 2-0, which was nice. Here's why I bring it up. With all these superstars that played on Sunday, and it just feels like every single one of them had losing prop wagers.
Yes.
But CeeDee Lamb cruises over his number. Saquon over the number. Zeke over the number. Yeah. Like even Cooper Rush hit his yards. Noah Brown props, I believe, cashed in for most people. Like,
yes, me too. Yeah.
Last night, Monday Night Football, despite having 39 points between two bad offenses, I feel like people were cashing tickets left and right on the game.
Yeah, the individual prop market was very good. And typically, if the individual prop market is very good, guys are getting nuts. But the fact of the matter is, you didn't have that high of props to deal with. Now, if you were getting out there like myself and a couple of the ones I lost, where it's the one in, which I can't believe, the one and one doesn't hit last night is ridiculous. First of all, it wasn't as if they scored like a rushing touchdown right off the bat each team. He said, okay, I got a whole game to throw a touchdown pass. But as the game flow opened up, it's like, oh my goodness. The Giants are down 10 points right now. The Cowboys let him go down the field. He throws a touchdown, Daniel Jones. That's going to cash that ticket at a ridiculous price. And it still didn't hit. I'm going to bet that every single game and still be shocked when it doesn't hit. And it never hits. Why doesn't that hit? It should be one of the easier, but it doesn't even make sense why it doesn't. But wait, I'll one touchdown here, one touchdown there? Stink, Daniel Jones.
I believe the stat today I heard from Ben, 8 of 10 primetime games have gone under.
Okay.
So far, are you not betting those in primarily primetime games?
No, right? I'm betting them all over the place. Yeah.
Oh, you're getting involved in on your
Sundays.
Your little Sunday deals too. Right?
Yeah, I haven't bet them a lot, but I have. But it just feels like when I bet it, like sometimes you just walk into a win. Actually, you know what? Hold on. I have to pull up my FanDuel Sportsbook here. Let's see what we got here, because it was a lot of losing. So I want to make
Bills,
sure that
Dolphins.
Bills Dolphins, I had the 1-1 quarterback, and that lost somehow. So, but I didn't have the 1-1 touchdown. All right, let me see if I actually did this. Let me go to settled bets.
Yeah, if you have the receipts, I'm just interested in
trying to think if I actually did it this weekend.
How many teams even scored two touchdowns Like, honestly, like, how many games did each game have a team score two touchdowns?
You know what? I don't think I even had. I didn't think I had one on Sunday. No, I didn't. The last one I did was last one I had was the Vikings Eagles 1-1 that lost. Let me see what other ones I had in here that had to be in here. As I scroll all the way through, ooh, I had some nice little bats in here. Nice little bat. Oh, 1-1
What else?
That's red zone. That one lost. One touchdown, one field goal. So that's not the same thing.
Yeah,
so it looks like I'm. Yeah, it looks like I'm 0-4 in games this year. Again, we're through 3 weeks, so it's not as if I'm betting them every game. I'm 0-4 in that. But I can't, like, I look at that and I say to myself before the game, like, why doesn't this actually work? Like, Chiefs and Chargers was one of them. 1-1 None. Mm-hmm. Come on, Chiefs and Chargers don't hit that? My goodness. There's
hope
here. Oh, there's another one. Green Bay Packers, Minnesota Vikings, 0-5 That was opening day, I bet that
one. Yeah, Aaron Rodgers doesn't throw a touchdown pass. Obviously, not how you draw it up. Like Ravens, Patriots, you would have been home. This just this week I'm talking.
You know, lot of those games they don't all have them on Sundays though. Is the also issue too. Like every game doesn't have a weekly special or whatever they call it, the game special.
I'm not kidding. 16 games. I think you would have won 3 of the games.
I know, it's crazy. And it's not 2-2, 3-3. You know what I mean? It's not.
And there were 3 games. 3-13.
And it's injury proof. You know what I mean? Oh, we'll talk about it more. Get back here on Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, back at it here on Moneyline Tuesday afternoon. SiriusXM Channel 159 on the grid. It's Donnie Wrightside. It's Kevin Walsh. If you want to get involved in the show, simple, simple, simple. 844-843-6879. Having some fun talking about some bets that don't go my way, including the 1-1, which means one football team to score a rushing touchdown and one passing touchdown, and the other team in the same game to do the same. Now, typically, how many times do you bet these? Like, man, you know what? This guy does get injured on a prop bet. If this guy does get injured because he has to throw one in the first half and one in the second half, which means a specific quarterback. This one's injury prone, Kevin. You get all the running backs. You get all the quarterbacks. You get both teams.
Yeah.
It should be a 50-50 rate. Unless you take out the really, really bad teams that just can't get out of their own way and take a look at like the top 20 teams in the NFL out of 32. It should hit at a 50-50 rate, and it doesn't.
It's one of those bizarre, again, three games out of 16 feature.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to up the ante, though, right? 32 teams. If you had to guess, I'm going to try and do this quickly. If you had to guess, how many of 32 alone secured the 1-1?
16.
Oh, wow. That's what your honest thought is?
That's my honest thought. Halfway. Yeah.
All right, so I'll just give you a perfect example of how crazy this is.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
The Patriots scored 26. They did not secure the 1-1.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So far,
I'm... Now, how did they lose it? Running or passing?
Passing. He threw no touchdowns. Mac Jones, 3
exactly.
picks.
Exactly. Yeah, thanks.
I mean, that's pretty... So far, it's the Browns, the Ravens, and the Chiefs. The Texans, outrageous that they are on this list. The Dolphins are on this list. Both the Lions and the Vikings make the cut.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, hilariously, the Cincinnati Bengals and their 27 points do not make the list. The Titans make the list. Look at this, man. This is the Jags, check. Nothing in Green Bay, Tampa Bay. This is
unbelievable.
How about the Rams don't even get there because they didn't throw a touchdown?
Yes.
They didn't throw one.
Correct.
Atlanta is 7, and Dallas last night was 8 of 32 teams.
Yeah. That's it? So not
eight
even
eight out of 32.
Yeah. And it's such a – the bet, again, it's the easiness. Easiness, I guess I can use a word there, of what you think should happen. Like, wait, let me get this straight. you're probably going to get three touchdowns. You'd be in the red zone for two of them. One rush, one pass. Quarterback sneak counts. The quarterback comes into the game like, oh, no, they're going to bring in Taysom Hill. I needed a touchdown pass out of Jameis. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Just bring him in. Oh, no, I wanted Nick Chubb to score. Kareem Hunt goes in. Doesn't matter. Good.
Actually, you know what? You're right. Add the Saints to that list. Nine teams. Funny enough, they were actually. But, like, in what world are you not getting? It was 25. 8 out of 32 is what? 25%? I mean, you're getting under 30% of these teams have one rushing touchdown and one passing touchdown.
Ridiculous.
Now, I'm sure this week was to some degree an extreme, but let's have some fun with this.
Yeah.
Let's look at the week four slate.
Yep.
Which games look prime for each team for one rushing and one passing?
All right. One rush, one pass. I would say Minnesota. Alvin Kamara. Exactly. Alvin Kamara on one side. You know, Dalvin Cook.
Alvin's going to play.
But even if he doesn't, like, you still have a legitimate backup. Okay. So, like, and again, the funny thing about it is you're not really looking like, well, who's going to score 40 points. It's just like when they get in the red zone, like, I'm looking for a team that has a legitimate chance to have a rushing touchdown. Because the passing one is supposed to be, you throw them all in the end zone. Like, you're supposed to get that one.
Yeah, this next one has to be the one, though, right?
If
you're going in the order that I think you're going, Colts, Titans.
Exactly. I mean, you get on the 1 yard line, you're running it in multiple times. Yeah. If they have it, yes, you got to be.
Okay. Giants, Bears, not a chance. Waste of time.
Be a high number, too. Be a high number.
Now, look at this. Now, look at this next one. Ravens, Bills. Yeah. Why is this going to lose? It's going to lose.
Easy. You can even bet this one. Both quarterbacks run it in and both pass.
So
Where's that one on Sunday for FanDuel?
That's a good prop.
Yes, it is.
I think that would pay out like 5-1. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
Maybe better. Each quarterback to run a touchdown and throw a touchdown, that's a really, really fun boost.
Yes, I like that one.
Okay. Texans, Chargers? No. Austin Eckler's not good anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. What did he do last week? Nothing. That guy was a game changer. Like, you bet against him, like, oh, my goodness. Are you playing in fantasy football? Oh, my God, he's going to kill you.
Yeah.
Wake up, Chargers.
He scored a touchdown every single
game. Jeez.
Last week, 4 carries, 5 yards. Someone explain to me what's going on. 8 catches for 48 yards. Sure.
Uh-huh.
Four for five on the ground. Yep. Lions, Seahawks. I can't get that. I mean,
it looks at 50 point. Yeah, exactly. You would think because Seattle wants to run it in, and Detroit's going to still run some in. I would say yes, even though I don't like the quarterback on one side. It's one. It's not even two. Hey, what's the chance to throw two touchdowns? It's one touchdown pass with two horrendous defenses.
Yeah,
man.
I don't know. Something goes wrong there. Steelers, Jets, can't think
no
about
shot.
It. Eagles, Jags feels
it legit. Feels great. Yes. Two quarterbacks that have some wheels, two running backs on good side. Yeah.
The Eagles didn't throw a touchdown last week. I mean, rush one, excuse me. Rush one.
Yeah.
Like, when is that going to happen? Browns, Falcons?
Feels
49
good.
49 and a half.
I think it feels good. Yeah, it feels good. Both of those defenses get after it. If you don't have any Myles Garrett on that team, like, Atlanta will fight you. I like that. I do like that total, actually.
That's interesting.
Seems crazy with those two quarterbacks, but sounds
yeah,
about
no,
right.
it feels a little too much to me. But
mm-hmm.
Cowboys Commanders, I'm a little interested in. Antonio Gibson should find the end zone. The Cowboys should be able to run one. I don't think that. I think I might like that more than Browns Falcons.
Mm.
Panthers Card. Panthers Card. I can't. Did you see this Kyler Murray thing?
No. What am I looking at?
So I'm obviously.
Story?
Nah, it's not a big story. A little just statistical update.
Okay.
Through three games.
Okay.
Kyler Murray has had 7 rush attempts designed for him.
Mm-hmm.
Which is less than Geno Smith.
Yeah.
What is Cliff Kingsbury doing? What's going on here? Why are they not drawing up
save
runs
his legs?
For Kyler Murray?
What do they want to save his legs for late in the season? What are we doing?
I don't understand. It's why you paid him, is it not?
You would think.
That's just terrible.
Use him or lose him. Like, remember when Derrick Henry got his money? Like, hey, man, you guys are really beating that guy. I've got my money. Hey, coach, man, you want to slap 40 carries on me a week? I'm good. Let's go. Just get out of here. And then he runs wild and does all that stuff, gets injured. Yep. When they do this, you're like, hey, you know, we'll guarantee a lot more money anyway. Get out there and let's ride again. 40 carries. Good. Gotcha, coach.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. All right. So there's that.
What about Denver LV? Denver-Vegas. Who's throwing? Now, are we saying Russ isn't throwing a touchdown? Is that what we're worried about all of a sudden? Jeez. That's unbelievable.
It's a good. Do you like under in that game? It has to go over.
Yes, Denver. Nice. What gives you anything on Denver to go over?
Nothing, right? Great defense, yes. Incompetent offense right now. It's a bang under. Oh, boy. What are you doing? Now, Packers, Pats, okay, fine. Bucks, we're getting in trouble with these two primetime games coming up here. No?
I'm telling you right now, though. I don't understand. Somebody help me. Like, I'm looking at Foxbet, and I actually was, you know, walking the dog this morning. Went on Foxbet. It's actually down the total. You couldn't bet it this morning because it's locked in on my timeline at 44. Everybody else is 45, and some are even at 45.5. I need that explained to me here. Like, are we just going off where Tom Brady has no weapons again and he plays the Chiefs? That's not happening. Like, you want to talk about the two least explosive offenses in football, feels like, is Green Bay and the Bucs because of how injured they are and what they have at wide receiver. Come on, Kansas City's coming to town. You think the game plan's the same with Mike Evans out there and Julio Jones? Hey, dink and dunk. Stop it. You got to score.
Can't be.
And then we're not wedding weather. Dude, but the hurricane, Donnie. Ain't going to be a problem there on Sunday, regardless of where they play. Come on, let's go. We're talking Radio Moneyline. Come on back with us.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Tell him, Michael. Back here on Moneyline, right here on the grid, 844-843-6879, getting involved. It's fun. I like Tuesdays. You have the, you know, whole Saturday, full college slate. Sunday, you sit back and digest the NFL. You're tired on Monday because you're recapping, but you also still have a Monday night football game. And now Tuesday, sort of that look forward. And the last game, you're right, primetime games. We usually look forward to Miami Cincinnati. It's a nice primetime game for a Thursday, no question about it. Sunday night football could be better if there was all hands on deck with Kansas City and Tampa Bay. And then you got the Rams and the 49ers, which is usually interesting there as well on the West Coast for a little Monday night football. But I want to put in that target zone early in the week. I'm almost ready to bet it now. I really am. And that's Mahomes and Brady. Mm-hmm. I really, really am able to like sort of get in on that. Because I like the over. I think it's really too low.
One of the first times I can remember you discussing a full game total in the way that you talk about a team total.
Mm-hmm.
But the logic is there, right? I mean, the Kansas City Chiefs put up, 44 points in game number one, 27 points in game number two. I know they obviously struggled versus the Indianapolis Colts, but I'm not saying it forgives it.
Yeah.
But boy, did this show tell you that was going to be an ugly, odd spot for Kansas City. I thought they'd win but not cover. Donnie called the outright dog on the Colts accurately there. Does it forgive it? To me, somewhat. Do we think the Chiefs are going to be held to, you know, 21 points routinely? Certainly not. And as far as the Bucs go, Mike Evans is back. Julio is back.
Yeah.
That matters, right? Does it?
Yes.
I don't know. Like,
it almost seems like we're factoring in like, oh, well, they stunk last week. They're going to stink again. It's extenuating circumstances that go week to week to week. Now, understand if you're the bulk of them, oh, well, their numbers are their numbers and their points are what their points are. No, that's not the case. Like, you line Tom Brady up here and say, okay, I'm going to give you Rob Gronkowski, I'm going to give you Mike Evans, I'm going to give you a healthy Julio Jones and a healthy Godwin and mix in a couple of these slot wide receivers. It's a completely different game plan. And I'm saying that Gronk doesn't play for the team, but the gist is throw legitimate wide receivers out there with Tom Brady. You can't just say, well, they only scored 12 last week. That's completely insignificant. Completely.
And again, based on the circumstances, and maybe people would say, hey, they had everybody in week number one against Dallas, and obviously that was incredibly underwhelming, but that was a game where they, I think, kicked five field goals. Was it all the first half? They moved the football in that game. And then Micah Parsons was just game wrecking, or they kicked four field goals in the first half of that game. And then again, you know, Parsons was just game wrecking there. I just think that it's a spot where both offenses have a pretty good chance to get right.
I'm looking for, and again, I don't know why it's so low. Like, that's my whole question. Like, 48.5, it opens up. Okay, and it goes to 48 or 47.5. I understand that. But are we moving because people are betting the line? Again, like, what are we looking at? Are we actually looking at the weather in this game? It's insignificant. There's nothing that's going to be, you know, normal Tampa weather for that day. 78 degrees, sunny. That's what I get right now in Tampa on Sunday.
It's either going to be nice in Tampa or it's going to be in a dome.
Yeah. I'd actually rather be in a dome. Yeah,
I know
you'd rather be in a dome.
Because then you can take the home field out, and I know you've always talked about that, betting in pandemic. I even look at Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
Have we gone too far? Like, Kyle Shanahan versus Sean McVay, 42.5? Is this a week where overs maybe have clean up a little bit here?
A bite back? Yeah, look at the 46 opening. It opened at 46. It's on the 41.5.
It doesn't make... I don't know. You tell me, does that not feel a bit extreme?
It does feel a bit extreme. You're also talking about the two best play callers in the NFL going toe-to-toe with each other.
Yeah, I'm not...
And I don't like Jimmy Garoppolo, but it's not a rookie under center. Like, he's expected to say, oh, well, I'm not nervous tonight. Been here a million times, and it's a home game. And you know that, you know, Matthew Stafford, a little anomaly there. They scored 20 points last week. He doesn't throw a touchdown. Cooper Kupp, 44 yards.
Right. Like... obviously, we are slander what's-his-name a ton, Jimmy G. He's been a part of many high-scoring games on the Niners' end of things, right? So that feels incredibly extreme to me, right? And you look at the Niners' sample size, like they scored 27 versus Seattle at home, right? Obviously, the Denver game was bizarre. The opening game was in a monsoon. So I think things have just really kind of gone a little too far here. I just look across the market.
Yeah.
Right? How many games are 42.5 or lower? Feels like almost all of them.
I don't know. Is it the Deflategate here with the baseballs? Like, you're just saying, you know what? Football is just it's not working out all that well. This is when you're supposed to – what are we going to do in late October, November, December when teams are all beat up and the weather changes? Where do those numbers go? Because you are seeing, is it just a product? Because it's not even bad quarterbacks. Like Mahomes and Brady, two of the best to like ever duel, 45.
Yeah.
And you're getting some weapons back on both. You have weapons on both sides now, at least with Mike Evans coming back and maybe a Julio.
Totally bizarre. Just to look at what feels like some, even to me, wasn't Ravens Bills higher than the 51.5 at the open? Or did I see that incorrectly?
No, 48.5. 48.5 is what I'm showing from FanDuel.
Really?
Bills, Buffalo.
I
think that game does go over, by the way. I really do.
One of these high-scoring totals has to, right?
Yeah.
I mean, how does – like, I know we keep saying, but, like, how does Ravens-Bills go under with the way these teams have looked to start this season?
Yeah. If they're all, like, the two teams where you take, like, defense out of it. Like, Buffalo's still a little bit banged up in their secondary, and so is Baltimore. Mm-hmm. But you can't say, like, oh, Lamar Jackson, they're going to keep it on the ground and Buffalo's just going to blitz him. Like, come on, man. The guy's thrown for over 200 yards, but he's thrown for, like, four touchdowns. It's not as if he's not – he's like, hey, he's just managing on offense. Like, he's putting up numbers.
They're the highest-scoring team in the NFL.
Yeah.
In fact, I mean, this is a battle of – let me double-check. Yeah, this is – oh, no. My goodness gracious. It's two of the highest-scoring teams in the NFL, two of the top three. Do you know who number two is? Ravens one, no. Bills three. Number two.
Eagles?
And just to listen
scoring
to this,
offense,
okay?
Is it?
Scoring offense. Number one, Ravens. Uh-huh. Number two, blank. Number three,
Detroit. How about
Bills.
Detroit?
Yeah, it's Detroit.
Yeah.
The top five is Ravens, Lions, Bills, Chiefs, Eagles. What? It's like, oh, yeah, the five best offenses in the NFL.
Yeah.
Or the four best offenses in the NFL and the Lions.
Yeah. Unreal. My goodness. Like, that's just the state of the game here. But it does seem like there's a lot of low totals. But I guess if you look at the quarterback matchups, in a sense, you know, like Brissett, Mariota, Wentz, Rush, Trubisky, Zach Wilson, whoever comes out of that one. I mean, what is
Herbert,
the deal here?
Davis Mills.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers with no weapons versus New England without even a quarterback.
But here's my point, all right? If Kyle Shanahan versus Sean McVay is 42.5, then Justin Fields versus Daniel Jones needs to be 22.5, not 39. I mean, cut it out.
What is that game going to look at? By the way, do you just take in that game, Fields over rushing total and Jones? Is that the way to play that game?
Yeah, right. Like each quarter. Yeah, can we get like the two quarterbacks to combine for 50 yards and one rushing touchdown?
Exactly.
We'll leave it at that.
Done. That'd be seem like it'd be such an easy one. Let's get to the phone lines here, K-Dub, 844-843-6879. Tuesday here on Moneyline. Let's welcome Moose into the show today. What's good, Moose, on a Tuesday?
I'll tell you what's good, gentlemen. A little marble rye, lightly toasted.
Ooh.
Shaved prime rib beef. Okay. You take your prime rib beef, you throw it into a pan, you season it just a pinch, throw a couple slices of provolone, you slice down a nice red onion, some homemade pickles, you stack it, and you manja. That's what's up.
Yeah, it is.
Hey,
it
you
is.
Know what? What a great time of year. And, Kevin, you know, I was listening to you guys talking about one-on-one, and I really like, and, you know, yeah, I'm a homer, and, yeah, I talk Cleveland. But what about that Brissett boost? And if you look at Cleveland, they got Cooper. They got their tight end who's coming into play. Then they got the two stud running backs. I mean, it's kind of like a four or five-headed monster with that touchdown prop. And I'd be curious to see what that boost is with Brissett running one in, passing one and running one, or some kind of boost to do with that. And the other thing I'm excited about, too, I don't think anybody's talked about it. Gentlemen, we are into preseason hockey. Preseason hockey.
Yes, we are.
We got games today. Yeah.
The confluence of the seasons.
We got playoff baseball coming up. We got preseason hockey. We got college football, pro football. Man, this is great. This is great.
It is great.
And
great time of the season.
I think the Cleveland curse is back on. And I read the article that Garrett swerved to hit a deer, and then he rolled his 2021 Porsche with his girlfriend. Thank God nobody got hurt. And the other thing, thank the good Lord for, which is not the norm, no alcohol and no drugs were involved. That just kind of that warmed my day just seeing that statement. So
seatbelts on. See how it is? Yeah, we're taking a look at K-Dub also. Waiting on the news, right? When do we get news on Myles Garrett status?
Yeah.
By the end of the day, right? Because your fans want to know. Your organization wants to put that out to the fans. If everything is okay. The longer they keep waiting here, aren't you a little bit worried, though? And I'm not worried that it's like, oh, he's never going to play football again or something like that. Just knee may jacked up a little bit, shoulder separated. Like, is that what we're waiting on?
Well, aren't your expectations that he's going to be out for a while, right?
Considering the news that we received, weeks, two, three, four, threatening.
Yeah, that's I'm not in a rush to get the news because I'm kind of already working on the idea that he's probably going to miss about a month of football, if not more.
Yeah, because as I said this morning on the show, usually you're going to be out there putting that out on Instagram right away. Hey guys, I'm fine, and we'll see with Myles Garrett. But as we're cruising along in hour number one, come on back. It's Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Tuesday. Right here on Moneyline, having some fun as we transition over from week 3 in the NFL to week 4. College football from week 4 to week number 5. Some interesting doings there. But it's always also, we talked a little bit on the early line Major League Baseball. I mean, we're coming down the stretch here. What, I believe next Wednesday, the final day of Major League Baseball season, regular season. And we might be popping off K-Dub here with getting bonus games, maybe between the Atlanta Braves and the New York Mets, along with wild card do or dies. As much as like football takes over for us in September, I do still get a kick out of the early rounds in baseball because you're going to get afternoon playoff baseball, which is sensational. When we were through the pandemic and the 2020 season, where they just said basically, hey, everybody makes the playoffs, you're getting 7 games in a day. Noon baseball, 1:30 baseball, 2 baseball, 3:30, 4. I mean, it was unbelievable. And then there's curmudgeons out here, Kevin, that were like, you know what? That's too many teams in the playoffs. Man, God love some of these people. God love them. But I'm excited for baseball, though. It just has to get through this week, though, right? Like, give me the playoff teams, and let's recalibrate.
Yeah, I understand that, you know, this is kind of the ebbs and flow of a baseball season.
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't really be this way, though. You know, like today we did a baseball preview and it felt like crazy. I was like, what's this for? Why are we doing this? Is this still a sport? Is this still going on? Obviously, part of that is, me not doing the Wednesdays, which I know is always a big day for that market. But nevertheless, the new market that I see up here on baseball that I know I'm interested in, but I'm not entirely sure how you cap.
Okay.
Will Aaron Judge win the Triple Crown? They did open it finally.
They did?
Yeah.
Is it still up there? Or is it just reopened? Okay. Also, there's a boost today. Judge hit a bomb, plus 270.
It's just straight like that. Just
195 to 270.
It's not bad. Mm-mm. That's just kind of like, hey, they're giving me.
Yeah.
You don't really see that, right?
What?
Just like we boosted the odds of a straight bet. Do you know what I mean? Like it would be like if they last night gave you the Cowboys, like, hey, we're boosting the Cowboys to, plus 200.
Yeah, or the Cowboys are, we'll boost the Cowboys up plus 100. They're getting 4.5 points, like just a straight wager on top of it, right?
Yeah, I don't know. You don't really see that often. But I don't know, like the Triple Crown thing is a little, no one's catching him in home runs, obviously.
Nobody's even talking about it. So give me the first and second, I guess. Is it Bogarts? Who's he chasing in the American League?
In terms of the batting title.
The batting average.
Okay. So Judge is actually not chasing anybody. He is the in first place right now, batting .314. And then it's Louis Arise, the Minnesota Twin. Mm-hmm. I'm probably not saying that right. It's all right, though.
I believe you are, batting, though.
Yeah. .313. And then Xander Bogaerts also batting .313.
Yeah.
So my thing with this, I don't, again, it's just a home runs, American League. For Aaron Judge, he has 60. Next closest is 37. For Mike Trout, RBIs, 128. Next closest, Jose Ramirez, 117. So those are wrapped up, okay? Those are wrapped up. How do you cap whether or not he has a better batting average than Arias or Bogarts over the next week? Because like the yes is minus 156. I don't know how you cap that.
Yeah, I don't know. It's because it's not even individualized. You got to worry about other people that you have no, like, it's not like, hey, well, Aaron Judge will beat the guy up or who out physical him. What do you mean? The other guys are batting against different pitchers, right? So it's not as if it's a fair handicap on, oh yeah, Aaron Judge should be able to win that. What happens if Bogart goes up against junk pitching and dominates it? Like, you don't, there's no way to sort of single ourselves out at this point here. But we do have the phone lines creeping right now. 844-843-6879. Red Tail, come on in here on a Tuesday.
Hey, guys, just giving you a heads up, man. I was just in your neck of the woods this past weekend. Just wanted to give you a heads up.
Oh, where?
Whoa.
Where were you?
Stayed in Brooklyn. Again, I called maybe a month and a half ago, said I was seeing the Pet Shop Boys in New Order.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right.
That
was
interesting.
Uh-huh.
Awesome time, man. Good stuff.
Like
I had pizza, La Casa Bella.
How was that?
You guys been there?
No,
I don't think
so. I liked it. It actually was not what I was expecting for New York pizza, but it was very good. Yeah, I went down to
it's not New Jersey pizza. For sure.
I'll have to ask around about it. Casa Bella. We'll see what that is. Interesting.
Good stuff. And then went to the Brooklyn Bridge Park to see saw the Statue of Liberty and. Or Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
And neat place, man. I don't like driving there, but anyway, outside of that, it was awesome.
Yeah.
K-Dub, what about the drive?
Hey, K-Dub, if you like the Pet Shop Boys, are at MSG tomorrow.
Yeah, I won't be able to make
little
it.
West End girls. K-Dub loves it.
Mm-hmm. I'm making my way to Philly tomorrow.
Whoa.
I got to go beat up Donnie, so I got to go.
Whoa.
So
yeah, I got to comment on that in just a few moments.
Yeah,
here,
I got to be busy with that. But Red Tail, how's the football season treating you? How's West Virginia? I got a big game versus Texas.
I tell you what, last night killed me, man. I'm probably one of the few guys that lost money. I kept hammering the under. I could not see how these guys were scoring points. I even lost like an under 37.5.
It was a great start for you too, in that game.
Man, I took an end game. I was like, 6-3. These guys couldn't even get a touchdown. I don't know. And plus, I'm out of my survivor pool. Had Cleveland in that. freaking debacle with the Jets. So that took me out 0-2 in 2 weeks. So that's the first time for that I've ever done that.
Yeah,
so I'm getting hammered.
Hey, that's how it goes sometimes, man. But we wish you the best of luck.
And by the way, K-Dub, that's a nice call there, right? By the way, we are hanging on in our survivor pool. I think we might be able to run the season. I think we might be able to do it.
Well, we've...
We don't have any roadblocks for ourselves, so we don't have to cheat or, like, get cheated out by those. Just us.
What does that mean?
Like, they throw a game like, oh, you know, we have 175 people left with 3 weeks to go.
We pick two
you
got
to choose the exactly, yeah. So we, we don't have the roadblock, so we can sort of
no one can pick a home team this week. Yeah, no.
Exactly.
None of that coming our way. Yeah, look, we avoided what I thought were the two most dangerous weeks you might see all season, which was week number one, because that's just how week one is.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about it, right? How many people got eliminated in that opening week? Niners went down to the Bears. Steelers mm-hmm. ultimately beat the Cincinnati Bengals, right? There were the Colts eliminated by the Texans. So there was a lot of spots, obviously, that did drop off for people. Monday Night Football, remember, Seahawks beat the Broncos. Week two, there was about 1,000 monster favorites, and they all won. So most people probably went on. But then week three last week was a tricky week for people, but we went with Cincinnati.
Yeah.
And this, again, we've talked about it loosely, but you just can't overthink the Packers, can you? You really can't. They're a 10-point favorite.
Yeah. You could. What you're looking at is you're saying to yourself, the Packers will play down to their level, which they will do that. But at the same time, you're worried about just when you bet a football game, the least thing that you want to enter is go, you know, how competent is the team going to be? You start Zappy. Is the kid know how to call plays? Is he going to fumble snaps? Is he going to be like, oh, my goodness, look at this. I'm playing Aaron Rodgers and the Packers in Lambeau. Oh, my God, let's take selfies all over the place. I can't believe this. Or you go to Hoyer, who's like, oh, well, I'll throw the ball 5 yards, and we'll slow the game down, and I'll try to keep you in it. Like, yeah, you can't outsmart yourself, right? You really can't do that. But even though I do like taking the double digits if Hoyer is there, because I just think the game will be like a standstill at that point, knowing that the Packers will be like, hey, man, we get the 14. We probably got this wrapped up. Let's just get in and get out. That's my feeling on that one.
Oh, it feels like a spot where you have to bet the under because Green Bay has no interest in scoring.
Correct.
Which is obviously a bit ridiculous to say, but everything we have seen from them suggests that's the case. So I am definitely not someone that's going to be looking to lay a number with the Packers. But again, them losing that game just feels so incredibly unlikely there. And here's the other thing. Let's just say you weren't going to take Green Bay. Who else are you really looking at, right? It's an ugly week outside of that. If for some reason, you know, you don't have Green Bay available to you, you're going for some tough sledding this week.
No, it is. Like, oh, let's get the Chargers on the road. Really? That football team, when you know in the fourth quarter that game is going to still be in doubt. And that's not what you want for your survivor pick. It's not. You want the, let me cruise on this where I'm not sweating this one out. And it's a no-brainer. I mean, it's really a no-brainer to take Green Bay. Quickly on this, though, getting an email here, social media. Meet and greet tomorrow, 5:30.
Yeah.
Talk about treating Philly with respect right there.
Danhausen. Trying to get you to show up.
My goodness. Platinum Max up in that piece. Bowen, Storm.
It's
now, why does it say you need an event ticket for entry? Does that just mean ticket for the... Like, it comes with the, like, I buy a ticket for the show, I get the meet and greet. It doesn't mean you got to get a separate meet and greet ticket, does it?
Oh, 100%. 100%.
You need a separate ticket for that? Why?
Yeah.
No.
You know what the lines would be? Oh, 100%.
Get out of here.
Yeah. What do you, of course. You have to pay, like,
$10,000
in this
case.
Yeah.
No. I don't think that's true, right?
I'm figuring
if they're like a convention, I understand, but this sounds like meet and greet tomorrow, 5:30, Broad Street entrance.
99% positive.
Like, I think they're just giving you four wrestlers to say hello to, and, you know, we got headshots and stuff, which you might pay for, but it looks like the meet, that would be odd. I would think that would be kind of odd here.
Hold on, let me see.
Because it says event ticket required for entry, which means... You bought a ticket to the event, but I don't think the event is the meet and greet. Like, I just bought tickets for the meet and greet and went home.
I'm nearly positive you have to pay.
And it says, but it does say, if not present by 6 p.m., no refunds. What does that even mean?
Well, because it starts at, I think, 5:30, the meet and greet.
Yeah.
So, because there's probably a cutoff point because they got to start getting ready for the show. And also, it says tickets go on sale at noon. So, yeah, I'm almost positive that that's a thing
wow.
to pay for.
That's terrible. I mean, you should just get a camera with Danhausen walking around Broad Street. I mean, that's enough. Go out and meet the people.
Yeah, go say what's up to them.
Yeah.
Now, honestly, I mean, let's call it what it is. You're far from the Liacoura Center. Not that much, but a little bit more, right?
Yeah, it would probably, from my house, it would probably take me about 40 minutes to get there.
So less than I'm actually traveling.
Yeah, less than you. Mm-hmm.
To go to the show.
Yeah.
You give no consideration to going?
No, none at all.
Why?
Because it just, I'll be up too late. Like, it'll just mess me up. Like, it would be a lot of fun. Like, it would be a lot of fun. This is one of those, like, a Friday or a Saturday that I'd really be like, you know what? I might have to go to this. But on a Wednesday, it's too much for me. It really is.
That's a shame. You should be all, you should take off on the Thursday.
I mean, to see these guys live would be quite hilarious, though, I would admit. Like, that's a good time. That's not like, oh, you know, I could do without it. It would be kind of funny to see those guys all live in action.
The crazy part of it, though, truly is you could not ask for a better set of people for you to go see in a meet and greet.
That's it. Yeah, exactly.
I guess if Orange Cassidy was in and you took out, like, Tony Storm, right? Like, that's...
Yeah.
But your number one is Danhausen, and, you know, then I think it's the Acclaim, right? You get the Scissor photo going.
Exactly. Maybe you take out Tony Storm, maybe throw Penelope in there, you know. Be pretty good.
All right.
You agree? You agree? You agree with that take?
Penelope? That's what Eddie Kingston calls her on Dark. Penelope.
Tremendous. AEW's in town tomorrow. KWB there. And we're talking football. NJP, fresh off a dub. Where's he going today?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Quick segment for you at the top of the hour right here on Moneyline Tuesday afternoon on the grid, Sirius XM Channel 159. Donnie Wrightside along with Kevin Walsh. And now we go to JP. Cashed in on a prop yesterday on Saquon the Don. We don't have any football tonight. We have a large Major League Baseball card. Will this be baseball? Will this be pushed forward till Thursday, professional football or college football?
I would love to go football today, but I found an NFL bet and a side that I really like, so I'm going with that.
Oh, wow. Early. So are we targeting a Sunday game or a Thursday game?
I'm going to Sunday.
All right. So we got Sunday. Now, again, it's a huge card on Sunday, so how can we sort of narrow this down? All right. Early game, 1 o'clock, or is it a 4 o'clock, which only three of them are?
This is fine because it's a 1 o'clock game.
Yeah,
I needed
the
4 o'clock to tap in.
You should have asked favorite or dog, which would have helped you a little bit more. But
so JP wants to jump on something Sunday, which means the possibility of maybe a line changing, or he likes what he sees right now. That's what we're feeling out, right?
We just had a decent piece of odds movement in Lions Seahawks, by the way.
Let me see.
I just went from 6 to 4.5. Hey, let me sneak this in here while we figure out with JP. USA money line over Saudi Arabia, international friendly. Last game they'll play before the World Cup. -110 is what I bet it at. I think last I saw it was like -120. That was on FanDuel. I bet it on DraftKings. But
yeah,
so go and take a look there. We're on the USA squad. Christian Pulis.
Is it live? What time?
2 o'clock. Starts in 2 minutes. Kickoff.
All right. I'm getting this up.
Don't be scared.
This.
Yeah, it's on FS1. Don't be scared to get in the mix there, Donnie. I know you're a big soccer
guy. We've done this before. We actually had an In-Play Sports Tonight over, I believe, like the Major League Baseball break. Mm-hmm. We were watching some soccer action. So I think we bet like one of was like Canada was in one of the games, Jamaica was in one of the games. Yeah, we did.
It was definitely Canada. They could have played Jamaica. I'm not sure, but we had like a first half over. We had like a push on something.
I don't even know how to find this game. What channel we're talking about here?
FS1, Fox Sports 1.
All right, so we're FS1 here. All right, we're going to watch a little soccer here coming up in hour number two. More topics on the way. Make sure you get involved. 844-843-6879. It's Moneyline on a Tuesday. The Grid.